Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Pastor Pris Mwenda is supposed to be our pastor for this segment, talking about salvation, the thief on the cross, a last-minute miracle. You know this idea of last minute. It does the last minute because they tend to be frustrating. Anyways, in his final moments, we're told, I'm referring now to the thief on the cross. We're told in his final moments, with a criminal record and a shattered life, the thief looked at Jesus and believed. Huh? We are told that it's no altar call, no good deeds, just raw faith that caused the criminal on the cross to believe. And Jesus promised him paradise right there on the cross. This story breaks all our systems of merit, I can imagine. It shows us that the door of grace is never closed to a heart that turns toward Christ, even if the person is about to die. Let's see if we can talk to the pastor about it. Pastor Prince Mwenda, I see you still have people making a noise. Are you able to move away from where you are, Pastor?
Oh, yeah, I've just moved out right now. It was kind of...
It still is noisy. Still is noisy, Funis. I need you to find a place that is quiet. So, what does this story teach us? This story of this criminal on the cross, and Funis. What does the story teach us about God's readiness to forgive a sinner, a repentant sinner?
Right. So, can you get me clearly right now?
I can hear you clearly, Funis. Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. So, good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for having me again today. So we're looking at the story of the thief on the cross, okay? So now, the thing is that, the question is that what does this story teach us about God's readiness to forgive sinners, okay? So now the thing is that we find that God is always ready and willing to forgive, okay? The moment a person truly repents and believes, his grace is... actually abounds more. The Bible says that where sin abounded much more, grace did abound actually more than the sin. So actually the main idea here, we find that Christ is trying to die. He has actually said his last words on the cross. And then this man actually goes ahead to say that, God, I want you to remember me when you come. And then just say that, well, I surely tell you today, that I shall do what? I shall be with you in what? In paradise. So actually God, in this moment, actually scholars can try to say that, well, God stops dying so that he can save a dying man, okay? Oh yeah, so actually God is always ready. The door of grace is always open for anyone. God has no time, but he always has time for a dying sinner.
Right. Let's talk about those who feel, it's too late for me. I've wasted my whole life. How do you explain salvation to those people, to the people who feel they have wasted their whole lives?
All right. Yeah, so here we find that to those that have actually feeling that, no, I've wasted my whole life. I think there's nothing for me. Actually, God, I love God. You know why? Because he's a God of a second chance, okay? He's a God of a second chance. So we find that salvation is not based on how long we've served God, but on whether we surrender to him fully when we hear his voice, okay? So we find that God is actually looking for repentance and trust, okay? So the dying thief had no bright record of good deeds to offer, but in Christ, he saw a savior. So to those people that are feeling as if, no, me, I've done a lot of things, Christ died for the sinners. So it doesn't matter what you have done, but actually God is interested in you because you're a potential candidate of heaven.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we are still trying to decipher and understand this idea, Mfundis, of this criminal on the cross and salvation. So why do some Christians struggling with the idea of last-minute salvation? And I want you to remember, because this story is a typical example of last minute, just before you die, and you find that some people have this tendency to say, I'll live my life in any way I want, and just before I die, I will repent. So, and you'll find those who think there is this unfairness to this whole idea of salvation, this last minute salvation. They struggle dealing with that. So why is that? Why do some Christians struggle with the idea of last minute salvation?
Well, yeah, so a lot of Christians struggle with the idea of last minute salvation. Well, just as you have said, I for one, I feel that we're usually reluctant. Okay, we're usually reluctant when it comes to the idea that, well, if the thief was able to seek for forgiveness at the last moment, I think I can also drink, I can also gossip, I can also do any illicit activity, because I know that at the last minute of my death, I'm going to do what? I'm going to repent. But you know what? To those people that are listening to us right now, let me just say that you don't know, you have never made a plan with God, okay? You have never made a plan with God. So God always wants you to do what? To be ready. And you find that many struggle because they view salvation through the lenses of human fairness, rather than the divine grace. Okay, it's hard to accept that someone who lived sinfully could receive the same eternal reward. Okay, but at the end of the day, we find that Jesus taught that even workers had at the last hour received the same wages. We can actually get this from Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 to 16. So to those people that are struggling, it is actually they need Christ more than ever before. That's what I can say, Mr. Presenter.
So what is the story of this criminal on the cross reveal about the way Jesus's character is, especially under extreme suffering?
Come again?
The idea of this criminal on the cross. Talk to us about Jesus's character that is revealed. What does the story reveal about Jesus's character under extreme suffering?
All right, so now we find that this man, let's look at Christ. Man sinned, if you go in the Garden of Eden, man sinned because he had actually fallen short of the glory of God. By what? By not following the rules of the game, all right? The rules of the game were actually clear in Eden that, no, you must do this, don't eat the fruit, okay? So the law in the Bible, it actually symbolizes what? God's character. But actually, we find that on the last minute, when this man is actually crucified on the cross together with the Savior, Jesus actually transfers his character to what? To this man who is actually what? Who's actually a dying man. So the issue here is that the law symbolizes the character of God. So that's why we are known as Christians. We are Christ-like because we're always trying to live according to what? According to the character of God. So now, we find that even in the excruciating pain and humiliation, Jesus responded to a cry for mercy with compassion and also assurance to the man that actually, even though these things are happening, I'm going to do what? I'm going to be with you at the end of the day. So that's what I can say for now regarding the character of God. So actually, finally, God is always willing to transfer his character to the people so that there will be a connection between us, the fallen race, also to the heavenly government.
That's all right. So how can this story give hope to someone in despair?
Okay, so to someone who's in despair, it gives us hope to believe that actually Christ is a God of a second chance. No matter how much you have lived in, what sin you have lived in, doesn't matter, but with Christ, him, he sees a potential candidate of heaven. I love God because, you know what, whenever other people see us to be sinners, Christ died for us, okay? When other people look at me in a different way, Christ sees beyond my faults and then he sees my needs. So this story actually, it proves that no one is too far gone. Okay, no one is too far gone from God, and you can also find that it's never too late for someone to turn to Jesus, whether someone is imprisoned, addicted, dying, or simply broken by life.
Right.
This story offers an undeniable hope to anyone.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave it there for today. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Really appreciate your time and your insights. Do this again tomorrow. Same place, same time, same place. Until then, good day,
Mfundisi. All right. All right. Thank you very much, my good leader.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.